Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN LP 106.9 FM and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. In state news, on Friday, April 5th, the Senate gave initial sign-off to the fiscal year 2024-25 state budget. Major components of the budget make what Senate leadership call balanced investments to fully fund K-12 education, boost behavioral health care services, support Colorado's state parks, and deliver benefits for working families. The state's $40.6 billion budget is a 3.7% increase over last year's budget. A few key education services highlights of the budget bill include fully funded K-12 schools and more funding for higher ed. This year's state budget eliminates the budget stabilization factor, which has restricted funding for Colorado's K-12 public education funding for more than a decade. As outlined in the budget, the total funding for public schools will increase by more than $500 million. This includes an increase in per-pupil funding by $736 per student, bringing the total amount of per-pupil revenue to $11,406, the largest in state history. The budget also increases special education funding for students with disabilities, increases funding for services for English as a second language students, creates the school-based mental health support program to help students enhance their social, emotional, or behavioral well-being, and support students going through adjustment periods, more support for the universal pre-K program, and capping tuition hikes at 3% for in-state students and 4% for non-resident students. The Chaffee Board of County Commissioners, at their meeting on Tuesday, April 9th, moved to conditionally approve the Cleora North Plan Development Final Plat. They also approved Resolution 2024-29 for requested amendments to enable the Cleora North development to accommodate modern building standards. Also on April 9th, the Chaffee BOCC issued a letter to the community published in the Arc Valley Voice on the so-called non-sanctuary county movement that has cropped up across the region. Over the past several weeks, the Chaffee County Commissioners have received regular comments and have seen substantial concern expressed that we are considering declaring Chaffee County as a sanctuary county. The letter begins, there is no basis in fact for these assertions and assumptions. Chaffee County has not taken, nor does it plan to take, formal action on or propose policy related to this broad immigration-related topic. Furthermore, it is the county commissioner's position that there is no generally accepted legal definition or uniform interpretation of a sanctuary or a non-sanctuary jurisdiction in Colorado. There are no established and well-defined actions or specific policies or protections associated with being a sanctuary or non-sanctuary jurisdiction. Neither designation would grant Chaffee County or the commissioners authority we do not already have. It is a disservice to the whole community for county elected officials and staff to expend time, energy, and resources combating this kind of misinformation. Rather than investing effort in empty rhetoric, we choose to focus the hard work and resources of the county on the numerous programs, projects, and initiatives that provide direct and tangible benefits for our community's longstanding priorities. Listeners can read the entire letter for themselves at arcvalleyvoice.com. There have been 3 avalanches in Chaffee County along county roadways since the last major local snowfall. One of the more dramatic avalanches occurred between 5 and 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, April 7th, on County Road 162 up Chalk Creek Canyon in the area known as the Cascades. The timing, early morning and on a Sunday, was fortuitous from a traffic standpoint. We had to open the road to the snow packed with rocks and gravel. It covered the road about 6 feet deep and 150 feet long, said Chaffee Road and Bridge Supervisor Mark Stacy. Stacy, who has been road and bridge supervisor for the past 10 years, added, "It's run before, but not since I've been here." Stacy said the other 2 avalanches were on County Road 306, heading up toward Cottonwood Pass, in an area known as Avalanche Creek. Stacy noted that the 2 slides in that area were big as far as snow volume, but not as large as they could have been had there been trees and boulders in the mix. A note to listeners to be careful out there when driving or hiking. Coming up this weekend, top 20 local finalists in the 2024 Buena Vista Civics Bee will compete live and in person at the Buena Vista Heritage Museum from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, April 14th. The event is free and open to the public, but space is limited. Snacks and non-alcoholic drinks will be provided. The competition is co-hosted by the Buena Vista Chamber of Commerce and the League of Women Voters of Chaffee County. It began earlier this year when middle school students submitted essays covering how they would solve a local problem of their choice. Some 77 middle schoolers chose to submit essays, and judges then scored the the essays through an anonymous judging platform. The Local Civics Bee is part of a nationwide competition organized by the United States Chamber of Commerce. The winners of the Buena Vista competition will go on to the Colorado Civics Bee competition. The state winners will then compete at the National Civics Bee in Washington, D.C. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, April 18th at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN.